Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, and welcome back, small business owners, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. My name is Mike Jezoshek. I'm a CPA and the founder over at Jetro & Associates, which is a digital accounting firm servicing small business owners exclusively around the country. So this week, I want to talk about paying for your taxes and what happens and what options are available to you if you're unable to pay on time. First off, your taxes are due on the original due date of your return, regardless of if you extend or not. So for most taxpayers, this original due date is April 15th, and that's when your taxes are due. Next week, I'm going to be talking about extensions. And just know that extensions are an extension to file your return. But again, that actual tax owed is still due at the original deadline. So when paying for your federal taxes, you have three main options: pay via check, ACH or direct pay, or credit or debit card. Now, check is pretty self-explanatory, and you would simply get a voucher on your return that shows the amount due, and you just need to include that voucher with your check when sending it in. If you're paying by check, be sure to include your name, address, phone number, social security number, tax year for the payment, and form number on the check. That's going to be useful to you for tracking purposes, so you can actually always tie that check to the right year and right form that you're paying. ACH or direct pay can be done directly on the IRS website. However, you usually can have an auto withdrawal done with the filing of your tax return. So if your tax preparer didn't mention this to you, ask about this option. You would simply select the date on which you want the payment to come out, and the IRS will deduct it from your bank account. And this option is free, and they just deduct it using your routing number and account number for your bank. The final option is credit or debit card. And the one major downside to this option is that you will likely have to pay a service fee through the IRS website when making a payment via credit card or debit card, and it might include interest. Both of those pieces are not tax deductible. However, credit card or debit card does have some upsides. You can delay paying that actual cash for your taxes until the credit card payment is due. And by doing this, hopefully you can get a lower interest rate than the IRS would give you on a payment plan. You can also avoid any late penalties because, if you're having cash flow, you avoid those penalties because you're actually making the payment on time, even though it's through a credit card and not physical cash. So you can help make sure avoid any late paying penalties by doing it through a credit card. And finally, and this might be, one of the biggest benefits, is that most credit cards have a reward program, which might help offset some of those negatives of using a credit card. So again, check, ACH or direct pay, or credit or debit card are your options for making payments to the IRS. So now that we've covered how to actually pay your tax bill, if you run into a situation where you are unable to pay by the deadline, here are some key tips. Make sure an extension is filed at a minimum so you do not get hit with late filing penalties on top of penalties and interest. So make sure an extension is filed. If you do file an extension, make sure that you file your actual return before the final extension deadline. So you want to make sure that tax return is in and filed. That's the biggest and easiest way to avoid some of those major late filing penalties. And also, make a partial payment if possible, as that can help reduce some of the eventual penalties and interest that you're going to see on making a payment after the due date. The IRS charges interest of 6% annually for any amounts unpaid. There is also a failure to pay penalty of 0.5% per month. So for those that cannot afford to pay the tax bill when it's due, you have a couple different options. The first option is a full payment agreement. And with this, you may qualify for up to 120 additional days to pay in full. There's no fee for this plan, but interest and any penalties do continue to accrue until it's paid in full. The next option would be an installment agreement. And so if you're unable to pay in full within 120 days, you may qualify for an installment agreement payment plan. And you can apply for this directly online or fill out a form for it. And it gives you the option to make monthly payments against your bill. The IRS does charge a user fee for setting up one of these payment plans. And with the payment plan, you specify the amount you can pay and what day of the month you want that payment to be due by. And then it's just a key important thing to know that you must make the payments by that date, or the IRS will consider you delinquent. The third option is an offering compromise. And so if the full payment plan or the installment agreement monthly payment plan do not work for you, you may propose a partial payment plan installment agreement, also called an offering compromise. And an offering compromise is an agreement between you and the IRS that resolves your tax liability by payment of an agreed upon reduced amount. So with this one, the IRS is actually reducing the amount that you need to owe. Now, this process is fairly complicated, and you will need to provide a lot of details that prove to the IRS why you're unable to make the full payment or make payments on a payment plan or an installment agreement. So this would be kind of that last resort offering compromise. It's a little bit more harder to and more hoops to jump through to actually be able to qualify for this. So in conclusion, it is very important to understand that taxes are due on the original due date, regardless of any extensions. So if you do extend, be sure to make an estimated tax payment with the extension to avoid interest and penalties. You can make tax payments via check, ACH or direct pay, or a credit card or debit card. If you're unable to make payments, there are options that are available to you, including a full payment plan, which will delay when the taxes need to be paid up to 120 days. If you can't afford, or if you're able to make partial payments, you can apply for an installment agreement. And that's where you're going to pay your tax bill over time based on what you can afford and what's agreed upon with the IRS. You may also be able to apply for an offering compromise, which is basically an agreement between you and the IRS to reduce the amount owed. But you have to jump through some hoops on this one to prove that you're unable to make that full payment down the road. So if you get hit with a big tax bill this year, talk to your accountant about calculating estimated tax payments so you can look to avoid this next year. And with estimated tax payments, you basically make payments against your future tax bill throughout the year. And that's going to help avoid any kind of fees, any kind of interest. And you also will know throughout the year what your tax bill will be. So talk to your accountant if you are dealing with a big tax bill this year. It's much better to be proactive, against paying for your taxes than to be looking backwards, because it's a lot more expensive. You get hit with that interest. You get hit with those penalties. So just think about that and consider that as we're starting fresh here in 2019. So that's what I have today regarding paying taxes. And as we continue to race to this finish line of tax season at 4/15, we will continue to touch on important topics for you and your business in the coming weeks. Next week, we're going to be talking about extensions and why it's not always a bad idea to file an extension. All right, so I want to let all of our listeners know that we're hosting a free accounting and tax secrets webinar on April 2nd. On this webinar, we're going to be sharing tax strategies that save small business owners thousands each and every year. We're going to talk about the top three tips that will bulletproof your business from an IRS audit. And finally, we will discuss how to develop a bookkeeping system to facilitate your business for financial success. The webinar will again be on April 2nd at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you can sign up for this webinar at webinar.taxsavingspodcast.com. Again, it's webinar.taxsavingspodcast.com. Date is April 2nd at 11 a.m. Central Time. If you're unable to make that time, sign up anyways, and we will send you a recording so you can view it at a later date. I also want to remind you again that we have launched a website for the podcast. This is a great source to go to and check our most recent episodes, but also find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and dive much deeper. Some of the extra items that you'll find on the website is a link to our Facebook group, which is free information. You'll find information on our free bookkeeping, payroll, and tax strategies training program. And you'll also be able to sign up for a free 15-minute consultation if you want to talk about your business with someone from our team. You can find our new podcast website at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. I want to thank you for tuning in to another week's episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. We will continue to touch on these important items as we come up to the tax deadline. If you want to continue this discussion, join our free Facebook group, where we give away bookkeeping and tax information for free that others are charging thousands for. You can go join our Facebook group by simply searching for Small Business Tax Secrets in Facebook, and it will be a group that pops up that you can ask to join. Or you can go to our podcast website, and there'll be a link on there as well. I look forward to seeing you in there, and again, continuing this discussion on taxes and accounting. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you may listen to us on and share with other business owners. My goal is to give this information, get information out to small business owners that help reduce that stress and make them more aware of the options that are available to them as a business owner. As a business owner, you are in the best seat to take advantage of tax savings. So if there's a topic you want us to touch on, shoot me an email, go to the website, submit that question in there, and we can plan it for a future episode. Again, thanks for tuning in for another episode, and I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro & Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.